Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of the pastoral letters, which include 1 and 2 Timothy, and Titus. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministries before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. Titus, who was also established by Paul, acted as an administrator over a network of churches on the island of Crete. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously wrote letters about was that spiritual maturity was more important than natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. A lot of the early leaders of the church were the disciples of Jesus, which some scholars estimated they would have been in their mid-40s to possibly late 60s during the ministry of St. Paul. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s, and even some historians have estimated his age could have been in his late 20s, early 30s towards the end of Paul's ministry and his subsequent martyrdom. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. Both the biblical texts of the New Testament and historical scholarly research indicate that Paul likely warned them about the false doctrines of the Judaizers and proponents of early Gnostic belief. The Judaizers insisted that Gentile converts must first become Jewish and observe all Jewish customs, particularly circumcision. In contrast, major Gnostic teachings featured intricate polytheistic divine genealogies and emphasized secret knowledge as the path to salvation, not faith in Jesus. After all of the interesting facts learned, let us move on by opening our Bibles to Titus chapter 2. Today's reading begins at verse 9, and we'll be ending this chapter and this section of these scriptures on verse 15. Now, let's start in verse 9. Slaves must always obey their masters and do their best to please them. They must not talk back or steal, but must show themselves to be entirely trustworthy and good. Then they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive in every way. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. You must teach these things and encourage the believers to do them. You have the authority to correct them when necessary, so don't let anyone disregard what you say. Once again, that was verses 9 through 15 in the second chapter of Titus, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Titus we just went over a little more in depth. What does it mean to be, quote, saved, end quote? What have you been saved from? For many people, salvation means they have escaped punishment. This is true, but it isn't enough. God wants to save, which is referenced from what we just read in verse 14 as, quote, cleanse, end quote, you from sin, and this means he needs to save you from your desire for sin. Jesus gave his life to free us from sin. This means we allow him to live in us and transform our desires so that we no longer want to sin. We live for him. Paul challenged everyone to live godly lives even if they were in hard situations. Paul didn't say slavery was good, but he challenged Christian slaves to live their faith and shine for Jesus. Christ died, rose again, and lives in us. We have his power to overcome our sin and live godly lives. We have a new motivation for right living, gratitude. Our lives are always lived in view of his love and sacrifice. He lives inside of us. Even if we are in an unjust situation, we can still live exemplary lives because of Christ. We won't grow by accident. Our choices are motivated by more than what is easy or practical. Our hearts are filled as we follow Christ. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Think about your life. What habit of sin is the Spirit working to change in your life? How can you cooperate with God and overcome? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.